Converse County is one of six counties in Wyoming with no land use regulations. When a proposal to develop zoning came up a decade ago, it went nowhere. But as development associated with the oil and gas boom in the Niobrara explodes, the county is struggling with questions of how to make sure it happens responsibly. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports, some residents are starting to question the costs of not planning.
On a nice day, it would be a quick walk from Bob Kaiser's ranch to the site of the proposed natural gas processing facility. But on this icy, foggy morning, we opt for a drive instead. Kaiser's ranch and the proposed plant site are both on State Highway 91, a two-lane road with no shoulder just outside of Douglas city limits.
Here's where the plant site is. It's right under this. See this? There's not even a flat area, but it's slightly flat.
It looks exactly like the rest of the ranch land surrounding it. But if the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality grants Jackalope Gas the air quality permit it's waiting on, that patch of pasture could turn into a massive industrial complex by the end of the year. Kaiser and his neighbors are worried about emissions, increased truck traffic, spills, and the general disruption to the agricultural community.
In this case, the neighbors are going to experience the negative effects, but have no financial interest in it at all. You need to be careful when you do that kind of thing.
But back in his office, where a copy of Oil and Gas Investor magazine sits on a desk, he says he isn't against the plant's development.
But you need to do it right.
Kaiser has lots of ideas about how the plant could be a better neighbor, but getting the company to hear his ideas has been a challenge.
The problem is, without a regulatory encouragement, they don't have to talk to us.
Crestwood, the lead on the project, didn't make anyone available to be interviewed for this story either. But the company did host a public meeting in Douglas in October to explain the project and hear the community's concerns. Like Kaiser, many residents went to the meeting not just with complaints, but with potential solutions. One landowner even tried independent zoning, offering to trade a piece of land he owned in a more industrialized part of town in exchange for the current site. But that offer might have just shifted the problem. Jennifer Bain lives down the road from the property that was offered for trade and next to a rail loading facility that Crestwood and another company built earlier this year. She says she didn't even know it was going to be built until they broke ground.
It's just a free-for-all.
And Bain says people are starting to realize that no one is safe from the forward march of development.
Instead of it just being north of town and east of town, now it's south of town and west of town, and everybody is being impacted.
Repeating a popular Converse County refrain, Bain says she doesn't want to stop the development. She just wants it done right. Jim Willex is the chair of the Converse County Board of Commissioners. He says without zoning, the county has no leverage to get companies to cooperate and no way to ensure that people's concerns are addressed.
As always in this situation, it's more of, we're asking you to help us. It's not, we don't have a therefore if you don't.
And Willex doesn't necessarily want one. Like many residents of the county, he prefers cooperation to regulation. But he acknowledges that as development ramps up, conflicts are bound to increase.
Every project goes in somebody's backyard.
Alan Romero is director of the Rural Law Center at the University of Wyoming, and he studies land use planning. He says while zoning has its pros and cons, it gives citizens the chance to make their own decisions about how they want their town to develop.
How can we direct this activity in a way that will minimize those adverse impacts?
But Romero says state law pretty clearly prohibits counties from restricting where mineral extraction and production can happen. Zoning can be used, though, to regulate how it's done.
How you extract or how you produce, which could include where you place buildings, how far it's set back from the site. It could even include things to mitigate noise and dust and aesthetic issues, visual mitigation of various sorts.
But Romero will be the first to tell you that working out those details can be a complicated and costly process. And in any event, it's not on the table in Converse County. Kaiser, the rancher, says it's unlikely that the residents would be willing to take a unified approach to planning anytime soon.
It's a dilemma between unfettered personal freedom and having other people come in and decide how your community and how your county is going to be developed.
So whether residents choose to zone or not, they'll have to give up something. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.